Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtaham Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavahamscha Shri Rupa Ham Sagrajata Ham Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadveta Ham Savaduta Ham Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Dehevam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Ham Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sha E Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are continuing in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, verse 59. But last week we did verse 57, so we'll also do 58. But before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam or the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is very nice to glorify this scripture because Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is none different from Krishna. Actually, that Shastra in Krishna is one and the same thing. In a material sense, you know, something is separated from its object. At least the word, let's say, book, or the object booked are separated. But in a spiritual sense, Krishna is a transcendental personality. His body constitutes of Swarup Shakti, not of these five Pancha Bhuta material elements and three subtle elements in a material way then. So Krishna's body is all spiritual. And in that way, Krishna is none different from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And some subtle points are there, because first of all, if we understand that Harikatha, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is none different from Krishna, then who is the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam? Actually, only Krishna can speak Srimad Bhagavatam. Nobody else can speak Srimad Bhagavatam. So what happens in the best case when Sadhu Guru, Premi Bhakta, speaks Srimad Bhagavatam, then Krishna simply manifests through him. So he is also not the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is Krishna who is the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. He's just being used as a via medium. And that's a very, very important truth to be understood, because in that way, first of all, such a guru, he is completely dependent also on Krishna and upon what Krishna makes him speak and how Krishna makes him speak. So having this point in mind, Prabhupada, our acharyas, Prabhupada especially, he gave us this morning program. And last week, Madhugopal Prabhu was also saying that actually everything leads up to the Bhagavatam class. We wake up, we clean ourselves, we wake up, then we go to the temple, take darshan, prayers in glorification of the spiritual master. That's what we first do, right? Because, you know, we will later on hear from him, because that's where the mercy is. This process of devotional service starts with shravanam, starts with hearing. So first hearing Shudanam, then chanting Shudanam. Without hearing Shudanam, no question of chanting Shudanam. That is a secret. Acharya say we can chant Nama based on our own strength. We may get liberated, or even if we chant Nama Parat, Krishna may fulfill all our material desires, but we want to chant Shudanam. Shudanam will give Krishna. Nothing else except Shudanam will give Krishna. So we need to somehow or other be able to chant that Shudanam. But without hearing that Shudanam first, we cannot chant that Shudanam. So Shudanam is the same as Harikata. So that's why we are building up towards actually the Bhagavatam class. And then, you know, we chant Hare Krishna for 2 hours and we try to cry for Krishna, begging for mercy, be in a pure state of consciousness, preparing our consciousness, because if you don't prepare our consciousness, there is no question of hearing Krishna. It's about hearing Krishna. I mean, the soul is covered by tamagun and rajagun, and, you know, somehow or other that soul needs that association with Krishna in the form of Harikata. But it is said that Krishna, you know, he plays on a very fine accord. It's like a very subtle tune he's speaking on, a very, very particular resonation he's speaking. So to tune in with that is not so easy. It's not so easy. Actually, today's verse we're going to talk about that a little bit, that in the first place how desires for fruitive activity, desires for enjoyment in this world, but for devotees also, and probably more important, desires for mental speculation are actually not enabling us to nicely hear Krishna. Yeah. So, that is the whole idea, then, to prepare ourselves for the Bhagavatam class, and if we can hear from pure devotees, that is actually the perfection. That's what we should always cry for that sadhu sangha. And by hearing from them, then those seeds of devotional service, this bhakti lata bija, will be installed in the heart very nicely. By this process of shravanam, you know, we can later on do nicely kirtanam, and the devotional service start. And in that way, by the strength of harikata, because the harikata, you know, is establishing us in a relationship with Krishna and with Guru, because Guru is nobody else but the external representation of Krishna. So that is the idea. Acharya Se Prabhupada said that you can know who is Guru because he is the same person who speaks what Krishna is speaking inside. So that requires that one already has some faith, some relationship with Krishna in the heart first. You know, but Acharya says it's not so clear, you know, it's described to be the ring of truth, but we need confirmation. But we have some idea of what Krishna is speaking in the heart, and then when Guru speaks that from outside, then we know this is Krishna. And in this way we are hearing Krishna. Because Guru is also not just speaking something what he wants to speak out of his own mind, out of his mental speculation. Guru doesn't have a mind. He just speaks what Krishna is speaking. And that is what it means to come to the Bhagavatam class. Okay, let me prepare my consciousness very nicely today. And let me just see what Krishna has to tell to me personally today. Because we still have so many anarthas, so much work to do. And if we come with that desire to the class, you will hear it. You will hear it. Of course you will hear it. You know, so we chant, we speak, and we hear for our own purification, because we need the purification. And if we do this in this mood, then whatever we need to get out of this class for whatever is, you know, platform situation we're in our devotional service, whatever challenges are ahead of us, we will hear that. I mean, who is the perfect teacher? Krishna is the perfect teacher. Nobody can teach Krishna consciousness but Krishna. Why? I mean, we are staying in this world for lakhs and lakhs of lives. We are completely bewildered here, and every devotee's heart is a little bit, I mean, it's full of anarthas, but it's unique. Everybody needs, you know, kind of a little different treatment, and only Krishna knows that. So such dependence and such faith we should have in Krishna, that yes, Krishna is here in the temple, Krishna is here with us in this community, you know, in the chanting of the holy name, in following Guru's instructions, and in hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then whatever we need to hear, we will hear. And that, even if there's only one thing, because we cannot concentrate on too many things, if there's only one thing, we will take that, you know, in our day, and we will nicely focus on that. Practice devotional service based upon what Krishna is telling us. And this is Sarvadharmam Parityaja. This is really what it means to surrender to Krishna. It is not something general, okay? In the beginning it may be like that, oh, come to live in the temple and chant Hare Krishna, but it is actually very specific. Those pure devotees, those who are on the highest platform of devotional service, you would be surprised. But every moment they are taking direction from Krishna. Every single moment. It's quite amazing. I mean, I don't think we can really imagine what it is, but every time they're just, Krishna is directing them, do this, do that. Sometimes Krishna is completely taking over. And that is what pure devotional service is. And we are not on that platform, but we are on the platform of practice. Means we should aspire for that. It is always said that the means and the goal of devotional service are one and the same thing. So we should aspire to attain that, realizing I'm not there yet, but you know, it is my endeavor right here, right now, to do the best possible thing to attain to that position. And that is take direction from Krishna. Prabhupada says in Gita, that is the best thing you can do. I mean, shouldn't we then just like wake up a little bit? I mean, there are so many instructions in Bhagavad Gita, but if Prabhupada says the best thing you can do is to take direction from Krishna who is in your heart. I mean, if you can do that, and endeavor and try for that, because it's not so easy. We may be like trained in different ways, our focus may be out there in different ways, but whatever seva we're doing, this should be our constant internal practice of always trying to be conscious of Krishna in the heart and do what he wants us to do. Always honestly ask this question, you know, because we may have our own desires, our own programs, but always put it before Krishna. Krishna, let me do what you want to do, how you want to do it, in whatever way I need to understand that, let it come to me, let me hear it also, because sometimes that information may come to us and we may not really hear it, we may just like, you know, be so much attached to what we want to do. But if that is our meditation, we are very safe and wonderful things will happen in our spiritual life, because Krishna, he knows, oh, now he's starting to understand it, he's starting to understand that I specifically came, you know, to sit there within his heart, you know, to help him. Now he's not so much diverted anymore. He's tuning in, you know, he's getting closer. And then Krishna becomes happy, he becomes very happy, and then he starts making arrangements. And then he will also help us, support us, because, you know, it's always there. We cannot hear Krishna so clearly. Always this stupid mind is always bewildering us. And the finer it gets, the more difficult it gets. So that's why, you know, Krishna will send devotees to us who can really help us. And then that's a wonderful process. So that's not our lookout to manage our spiritual lives. We think we sometimes have to manage our spiritual lives. No, Krishna is the manager. We are the servant. We just have to desire, you know, to serve him. And then Krishna will do his part, we have to do our part. Sometimes we get mixed up, you know, of what is our duty, what is Krishna's duty. This controlling Abhiman, Bhava, is still there with us. And we take it with us in our spiritual life, and we rationalize it. We rationalize. I'm doing the right thing, you see, I'm even quoting Shastra. Shastra is saying like that. It's again, remember this point about mental speculation contaminating our devotional service. We will talk about this a little further. Alright. Grantaraj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki. Let us now turn to the verse. So I will only read verse 58 and we will chant verse 59 together. So what is the setting? The setting is Sanatana Goswami meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had to undergo a lot of troubles to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have to keep in mind that all of this, I mean, what it means to Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these highest ecstasies, they are not revealed to us at this point. But what we can understand and remember is that they are acharyas and they teach for our example. There are very great tattvas, truths, in these lilas, in these pastimes. Sanatana Goswami meets Mahaprabhu. It is immediately revealed to Sanatana Goswami that this is Krishna. This is the person who can help me. Okay, he's also playing like that. That pure faith is immediately established in his heart, and then later on, sadhu sangha means to hear from sadhu. That's what it means. Sometimes we think sadhu sangha means what? Sadhu sangha? I mean, serving the body of the spiritual master is very nice. I'm not saying that. But in essence, what does sadhu sangha mean? Sadhu sangha means to hear from guru. Sometimes acharyas have said that don't be like a mosquito, you know, to the guru. Mosquito is also very close to the guru, but he's disturbing the guru, you know. And I mean, if you can get opportunity to be close to guru, that's very wonderful. Krishna's mercy upon you. But to really associate with sadhu means to hear from sadhu, you know. Because hearing from sadhu is hearing Krishna. And you may get such instructions there that within one lifetime you can go back to Krishna. So that is the essence of sadhu sangha. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does to Sanatana Goswami. He just explains everything. He just reveals all transcendental truths to Sanatana Goswami. And yeah, we should also see our own limitations. I mean, Mahaprabhu speaks to Sanatana Goswami and everything is revealed to him. Krishna's personality, the whole creation, spiritual and material, all the truths. Sanatana Goswami is immediately established in a loving relationship with Krishna. But to us it's not really happening like that. After, you know, years of practice and hearing Harikatha, we are still like struggling with material desires. So this should humble us that there is nothing wrong with this process, but there is still something wrong with me. And that's the truth we have to admit. We cannot rationalize the fact that, like, bring the process down to our platform. That tendency we have after a couple of years, you know. And then we can convince ourselves, so it's okay, I'm doing all right. No. You know, the process always stays way, way above us. And we have to very humbly see our position in relationship to that process and to the results these personalities are getting in their spiritual lives, because they are getting amazing results. And we are getting also good results, but not those results yet, you know? Not that, you know, we get Krishna Prema, that's what it's all about, the highest platform of devotional service. So, name bhaktas chaturvedi mad bhakta svapacha priya tasmei deyam tato grayam sacho pujo yata yayam. Translation. Lord Krishna, he said, even though a person is a very learned scholar of the Sanskrit Vedic literatures, he is not accepted as my devotee unless he is pure in devotional service. However, even though a person is born in a family of dog eaters, he is very dear to me. If he is a pure devotee, who has no motive to enjoy fruitive activity or mental speculation. Indeed, all respects should be given to him, and whatever he offers should be accepted. Such devotees are as worshipable as I am. This verse is included in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, compiled by Sanatan Goswami. Verse 59. Viprat Vishad Guna Yutat Aravindanaba. Somebody knows the tune to this verse, maybe? I'm not seeing it. Banaba padaravinda vimukatsa pacham varishtam manye tadarpita manovachane hitarta pranam punita sakulam natu bhurimana. So let's chant together. Prat padaravindanaba padaravinda vimukat svapacham varishtam manye tadarpita mano vachene hitarta pranam punati sakulam natu bhurimana. Viprat, then a brahmana. Dvishad guna yutat, who is qualified with 12 brahminical qualifications. Aravindanaba, of Lord Vishnu, who has a lotus-like navel. Pada Aravinda unto the lotus feet. Vimukat, then a person bereft of devotion. Svapacham, a chandala, or a person accustomed to eating dogs. Varishtam, more glorified. Manye, I think. Tat arpita, dedicated unto him. Mana, mind. Vachana, words. Ihita, activities. Artha, wealth. Pranam, life. Punati, purifies. Saha, he. Kulam, his family. Natu, but not. Burimana, a brahmana proud of possessing such qualities. Actually, I'm sorry, because I should have done it another way with a verse that also the devotee should have chanted, but kind of didn't happen, so we'll do that next time. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. One may be born in a Brahmana family and have all 12 Brahminical qualities, but if he is not devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who has a navel shaped like a lotus, he is not as good as a chandala who has dedicated his mind, words, activities, wealth, and life to the service of the Lord. Simply to take birth in a Brahmana family or to have Brahminical qualities is not sufficient. One must become a pure devotee of the Lord. If a Svapache or Chandala is a devotee, he delivers not only himself, but his whole family. Whereas a Brahmana, who is not a devotee, but simply has Brahminical qualifications, cannot even purify himself. What to speak of his family? Purport. This verse is spoken by Prahlad Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.10. A Brahmana is supposed to be qualified with 12 qualities, as stated in the Mahabharata, Dharmascha Satyam Sadamastapascha Matsaryam Rish Titikshana Suyaya Yagyascha Danam Chadriti Shrutamcha Pratani Fedvadasha Brahmanasha. A Brahmana must be perfectly religious. He must be truthful and he must be able to control his senses. He must execute severe austerities, and he must be detached, humble, and tolerant. He must not envy anyone, and he must be expert in performing sacrifices and giving whatever he has in charity. He must be fixed in devotional service and expert in the knowledge of the Vedas. These are the 12 qualifications for a Brahmana. The Bhagavad Gita, 18.42, describes the Brahminical qualities in this way. Shamo damasta pashocham kshantir arjivamevacha gyanam vigyanam atikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness, these are the natural qualities by which the brahmanas work. In the Muktapalatika it is said, Shamo damasta pashocham kshantyarjiva viraktaya Gyana, Vigyana, Santosha, Satyastike, Dvit, Shadguna. Mental equilibrium, sense control, austerity, cleanliness, tolerance, simplicity, detachment, theoretical and practical knowledge, satisfaction, truthfulness, and firm faith in the Vedas are the 12 qualities of a Brahmana. Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Buddha. Sarasvati Devi Gaurabhani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pascha Chadeshatarine. So, see, when I read these verses, I thought that, and in this, for this point, we have to consider our conditioned nature. Maya influences the soul with the Shirada Gopinathi Ki. With a covering potency and a dragging potency. And that is really the big problem for us. Why? First of all, Maya is covering us from the truth and then dragging us down. So this situation disqualifies us from really having any true, real perspective on ourselves. It is said that if we don't have a realistic, transcendental perspective on ourselves, we cannot even start practicing devotional service. Everything we do is simply contaminated with desires for karma and jnana. You know? Now, this all sounds very theoretical, but it should not be theoretical. We should do an effort to really contemplate about these things a little bit further, because these are things playing every day of every moment, you know, actually disturbing us, actually disqualifying us from coming to Sri Guru and Krishna. That's why when we first start this process, Krishna manifests himself as Balaram, as Nityananda Prabhu, who is Adi Guru, with a plow in his hand to cultivate the heart. So he's not even really planting, you know, something. He's not really even planting the seed of devotional service. The first thing he's doing, he's purifying our heart. Purifying our heart of the tick, 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 tick layers of Raja and Tamagun. And it requires continuous hearing and chanting and following the instructions of the spiritual master to have these thick layers purified. It's not an easy job. That's the first requirement. So in this way also, we have to remember that Krishna is, Mahaprabhu is going to speak transcendental knowledge. So he has a plan. He's going to just pour Sanatana Goswami's heart full with transcendental knowledge. And also because they're acharyas, it's not required for Sanatana Goswami, but they give an example how he starts to speak. He starts first to speak with what is not the real thing, what is not pure devotional service. And he does it in a very particular way, because in the material sphere, a brahmana is the highest example of, you know, for us to respect and for something which we can attain, because such a brahmana has wonderful qualities. In verse 58, he's saying that a learned scholar of the Sanskrit Vedic literature, you know, is not accepted as my devotee unless he is pure in his devotional service. You know, a person who is learned in the Vedic, even in the Vedic Sanskrit literature, is very worshipable. But Krishna is saying, I'm not so much interested in that person. You know, I like my devotee. Then he's saying, if a person is born in a family of dog eaters, if he's a pure devotee, and Prabhupada specifically mentions, with no motive to enjoy fruitive activity or mental speculation, then all respects should be given to him, and whatever he offers should be accepted. Such devotees are as worshipable as I am. In the next verse, one may be born in a Brahmana family and have all the 12 Brahminical qualities. So let's see what these qualities are. Truthful, control the senses, execute severe austerities, detached, humble, tolerant, not envying everyone, expert in performing sacrifices and giving whatever he has in charity. I mean, if we would have these qualities, then probably we would think that we are a pure devotee. But Krishna is saying, these are just Brahminical qualities, you know. They're not such a big deal. They're not so important, you know. I'm not so much attracted by them. You see? We're just really understanding things from our very limited mind and limited intelligence. Because if we would have these, you know, even, you know, our mind and senses are not disturbing us so much, and we get a little bit purity or clarity in Krishna consciousness, then immediately we become proud. Immediately. It happens immediately, you know, as by default. Oh, you know, I'm really quite a great person, you know. And then this lasts for some time, and then again, you know, we're where we're really at, you know, in Tama and Rajagun. So we you know, we cannot deal with this purity, because so many anarthas are there. Little purity is there, we become proud. Damba. Acharya say Damba is the measuring rod in Kali Yuga, you know. The more proud you are, you know, the bigger of a person you are. But these Brahminical qualities have nothing to do with that, but Krishna is not attracted by them. So first he is saying, you know, Devotional service, that is what I want. To give to all my devotees, and that's what you should understand. But devotional service, it is not that, it is not that, it is not that, and it is not that. Oh, then what is it? If it is not all of these beautiful things, then what is it? Now you get the point, Krishna says. You should understand that you cannot make an idea of what is devotional service, because that is mental speculation. Even the desires for karma, we may quite easily understand. It's very gross things in this material world. Even with a little bit honesty and self-reflection, we can recognize these things within our heart. But desires for mental speculation, especially when our mind is speculating about shastra, oh my God, these are very, very subtle anarthas. And then when we read these things, we say, oh, but that is for the brahmanas, for the caste brahmanas. And that is for, these Mayavadi scholars of Vedic literatures. But we think like that. But the moment we think like that, we should now really understand that, I'm in big Maya here. Because Prabhupada is not speaking about them, Prabhupada is speaking about me. Because we are covered by Maya, Maya dragging us down, we don't see how these desires for mental speculation are also influencing us. And how we can reason ourselves out of this difficult situation. It's very simple. If we don't have desires for mental speculation, then Krishna will be there in our heart. We will always see and hear Krishna in our heart. Novanartha means pure relationship with Krishna. Then Krishna will be constantly Tesham Satadayuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogatam. He will constantly give intelligence. That's undeniable. If I slap somebody in his face, that's undeniable. He will know I just slapped him. If Krishna is in your heart and he tells you, oh, hello, my dear devotee, here I am, do this, do that, It's like a relationship, as two persons are simply talking, walking, having a relationship. No anarthas means that kind of relationship. We don't have that type of relationship means there are anarthas. We may think anarthas for these gross things are slowly, slowly becoming purified because of this process. Wonderful. But we are still being bothered by this intellectual, it's called assertiveness. We're not able to really hear and receive the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's very simple. You just find a pure devotee somewhere. Sit before him and hear. One word is enough. For him to just establish Krishna in your heart. Why? Because such premi bhaktas, they have Krishna within their heart. They don't even have to say Krishna. They can say book. It is also impregnated with premi bhakti. And these devotees, they're simply talking and talking and talking about Krishna. Continuously talking about Krishna. If one is really qualified, the heart is clean. One has true bhakti adhikar. That's what it means to have bhakti adhikar. The heart is already clean, and Krishna is ready to be received in that heart. Then it doesn't take so much association really to have Krishna established and to be established in pure devotional service. Because once we're nishta, even if we're not in the association of the spiritual master, we will be safe because he gives us instructions. By following these instructions, we will remain nishta, and from nishta we develop all the bhavas and we become a premi bhakta also. But the problem is that we are not nishta, that we still have anarthas, and that's why we constantly require association of pure devotees. Because our mind is constantly tricking us. And that's why he gets to speak to purify, and speak within that purified consciousness to plant seeds of devotional service of Krishna, and give instructions to keep us in protected consciousness. And then it goes well for some time, and then, we cheat ourselves again, or we don't strictly follow the instructions of the spiritual master, and we degrade ourselves again. And it is specifically these very subtle desires for mental speculation that are very, very tricky. It is said in Shastra that jnanis, they are cheaters. It's a very heavy statement. Because they enjoy also in this, it's really subtle enjoyment from I know, I understand, and some pride is always being caught up with that. So we have to always try to remember these instructions somehow or other when we're trying to hear Krishna, receive Krishna in the heart. not only through hearing, but also through doing our seva, and always try to understand the descending nature of the process of devotional service, that it only requires a very pure and simple heart to receive Krishna. You know, in a very complicated mind, even very sophisticated, thinking about so many things, we do that, you know, we read in the Shastra, okay, this is the process from Adau Shraddha to Premi Bhakta, and then Acharyas have very nicely given all the symptoms and the qualities at each and every process, and then, you know, we go to our mind and intelligence and try to fake it. You know, and then, you know, because we want to be on that platform. But wanting to be there and really being there are two different things. So we're just using our own intelligence, we're asserting ourselves into devotional service. It's like you can, like in symbolism, it's this house of bhakti, and you just kick in the door. Here I am. Here I am. You know, but it doesn't work like that. That's like jnani, that's jnana mishra bhakti. You're kicking in the door. Here I am, Krishna. But the real process is you just sit there, you know, on the street, you know, on your knees, lying, and you just cry and cry for Krishna, and you just think what you have to do. Just prepare your heart, be simple, pure, honest. And then, you know, and wait, you know, and wait and cry. Krishna says that, my devotee pleases me very much who just does his bhajan and waits and cries. You know, and I will not come immediately, I will just watch him. And I will be pleased so much seeing him crying and waiting. And then what happens? Then that door, you know, you hear it opening that door. Opens a little bit. Oh, what is that? Oh, Krishna, okay, he's not ready yet, you know. He waits a little bit longer. So in that way, Krishna testing us, constantly testing us, testing us, testing us. But if we are impatient and proud, oh, you know, I deserve it, you know, Krishna, how much seva I have done, you know, how much, you know, knowledge I have learned, you know, I deserve it. And the moment we kicking that door, you know, we're nowhere, we're lost. So we just have to wait until Krishna, Guru Krishna, open that door and they invite us. Acharyas have said it is better to be dragged in into that place than to walk into that place. You should be dragged into that place, feeling oneself completely disqualified. Feeling, I have, you know, I cannot put my feet here. I cannot walk here. I'm undeserving to be in this association, to walk this path. Unless and until we develop this mood, it's not really going to happen. Even the highest devotees they feel is what to speak of us who are so qualified. So this is the constant thing, you know, that Krishna is constantly exposing our anarthas, our undisqualified consciousness, and comparing it to the real thing by such wonderful narrations. But what we do, because of our covered consciousness, we drag it down. We drag such a nice platform and teachings and lilas, we drag it to our platform. Oh, you know, that's okay, I'm quite close. And maybe I'm not quite there yet, but I'm quite close, you know. It's not like that. You know, we're actually quite far away. That mood should be developed. And we cannot do that on ourselves, because the disqualification is in our heart. You know, this pride and these desires are in our heart, and they disqualify us from receiving that buddhi. That is buddhi yoga. That buddhi we need. But Krishna and Guru, they can do it, and they're needed for us to be in that consciousness. That is why we offer so much respect to Prabhupada. That's why we offer so much respect to the spiritual master, because they're the only ones who can liberate us. Nobody else can liberate us. They can free us from these anarthas. And they give us instructions. These instructions are not optional. You know, they're not optional. We are obligated, because if we don't, we cannot maintain what they give. It's a big responsibility. Not following the instruction of the spiritual master is basically telling in the face of Guru and Krishna that I don't want you. I just don't want you, you know. So don't bother me with your instructions, because I don't want you. And that's why if we don't follow the instructions, we commit Guru and Krishna aparat. That's why to really consider this point and you know, think about it very deeply. And be responsible. And then follow these instructions. These instructions will maintain then what we have, and we will even expand, get more. And always be humble. Always, even if we see we're not humble, we should train ourselves that, okay, I'm not humble, I'm proud, I must be completely a Maya. Even though we may not be suffering so much, if we don't do that, we're completely lost. Already when we're proud, we are lost. But then we should pray, see, Krishna, something is wrong here. Something is seriously wrong here. I don't really perceive, you know, the reality of my situation. You know, I'm just being in Maya and being carried away. So please, bring me back. Please bring me back to pure consciousness. Because in pure consciousness, that's where it starts. That's where our opportunity to make advancement starts. If you're not in pure consciousness, there is not even an opportunity. There's simply degradation. So that's where it starts, you know, to get Guru Krishna's association, to be in pure consciousness, to get instructions, and to get opportunity to serve them. And that is how we traverse this path day after day. It's a bit of a struggle, but it's all in our own hands, you know. That sincerity we must show, or we must cry for. And that will help us. That's the only thing we can do, you know. Hope against hope. And with such a mood, Krishna is very pleased. He's saying that. You may be a Brahmana with all these qualities. I'm not so happy with you, but if you are, you may be a Chandala, a dog eater, who is a pure devotee. Or in our case, we may be from a very, you know, not such a good background, but trying to develop pure devotional service. It's all about the mood. A very simple and pure heart. That's the only thing that matters. Krishna is simply not attracted by anything else. I mean, we can cheat everybody, you know. Oh, I'm good at this and I'm good at that. But Krishna, he just doesn't look at it. You know, he just looks at the essence, at the sincerity and intensity of your heart. Because these two are a good combination. Sincerity is the basis. Intensity is like the engine of making progress. So, forget about everything and just develop a pure and simple heart and go to Krishna. Acharyas have said, go to your room, close the doors, close the windows, put off your mobile, you know, you may even lie in your bed, put a thick blanket over your head and just go and find Krishna in your heart, because he's there. He's not anywhere else. Go there, find him. Once you find him, catch his lotus feet, and I'll let him go. Maya will throw us off the path anyway, but we have to repeatedly do this. And that we have to do while chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, or while watching the deities. Krishna here is Krishna there, hearing Bhagavatam. Krishna, what do you have to say? All about Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna in the center. Alright, I think I will stop here. If devotees want to add something, would be very nice. Did we, Prabhu? Yes, that's an interesting one. Yes. No gambling, no speculation. Yes. 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 Actually, you have to put the standard higher. Like these four regulative principles, they're the basis. But actually everything is concluded within that. But you could say, the moment you take initiation, you don't only promise to follow these four regulative principles, you promise to become a pure devotee. That's what it means. You promise to forget about Maya, and that you're going to get Krishna as soon as possible. That's what it means. Because the guru, he doesn't want to waste his time. Just think about it. The guru, what is the guru? The guru is just a person who has a pure relationship with Krishna. He has no other desires. Why is he preaching? Only for one desire, because he wants to give Krishna. So if you don't want Krishna, I mean, you don't need a guru. You need something else, you know? So that mental speculation, indeed, it's a tough one. Yes? Yes. 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 That's why Acharya say you should not preach unless you are given instruction to preach. Instruction means it may come from Krishna or the devotees, they may see, okay, green light. It's again, you know, don't kick in the door. Don't do of things you're not sure of. If you don't have a proper understanding yourself, then what are you going to give to that person? You're just going to give your misconceptions, philosophical misconceptions. That's an anartha. Tattva Brahma is one anartha. It's a philosophical misconception tied up with this mental speculation. It's a very tough one. So you have philosophical misconceptions, and then you're going to preach. You're not going to give Krishna, although you think you're giving Krishna, you know, but you're basically giving your own anarthas to that person. I mean, understanding this point is a good start. And then, better saying less than more. And saying things which you know, which you're really sure about. But that's again a problem, because our consciousness is covered. We don't know what is right and what is wrong. That's why we need some blessing from the devotees to do that. I can speak of my own experience. In the beginning of my spiritual life, I thought I have to study a lot. And I started studying. And then, you know, Prabhupada's books, or Goswami's book, also very nice. You know, many nice things in here. And then reading one book after another. And then becoming proud, thinking, oh, I know so much. And then taking all these things within your bhajan. And then at a certain point, I met one devotee. And he smashed me. He just, what are you doing? You think, you know, that you're doing devotional service. And then taking all these high teachings and high instructions. And you yourself meditating and asserting yourself into these pastimes, into these lilas. And he was saying, you're just an aparadi. And you don't understand the teachings. And you should not even say one word to anybody else, because you completely misunderstand it. And I was completely shocked. And I was, you know, for weeks I was really, it hit me so deeply. I was sick, I became sick physically. But that was mercy. And then he said, okay, let us start from zero again and back to the basic. And let us go to Prabhupada's books. And from the very beginning, from A to Z, try to understand what is there. And then, you know, this devotee tried to indicate that my desire for to understand these things should not be exercised with my own intelligence. It should be received. And then in the beginning, while hearing Harikatha, I was filtering everything that was coming, analyzing anything, psychoanalyzing the person, analyzing what he's saying, and trying to fit it in my little departments of, because, you know, it's like the intelligence, you make little boxes, you know, this belongs here, this belongs here. And as long, you know, if you don't meet persons more complicated than yourself, it all works, you know. You know, okay, this I take here and this I take there. But then somebody comes, you know, who just throws up the whole thing. Ah, now my thing becomes useless. I cannot depend on it anymore. Of course we cannot depend on it. It's based on our own intelligence. It's material energy. We cannot depend upon material energy. We can depend upon Krishna. And then he said, first instruction, go to Nityananda Prabhu and cry for him. You know, and ask him to properly, you know, receive and understand this process by hearing, by submissively hearing. Why they, Acharya say submissively hearing? Submission means Hearing as a soul, not hearing with your own pride and with your own intelligence, not filtering things out, not selective hearing, but just hearing what they have to say. You know, purifying your heart, and that's a process that works. You know? But these are things we have to. You know, these are our own personal challenges, you know. But that's a nice point. I wanted to speak about this subject, but it wasn't like coming out so nicely. But then your question it clarified it a little bit further. I think it's the same. Complicated, complex, just very complicated mind, material desires, many attachments. And then if you have a little bit inclination to study Shastra also, then it becomes even worse. So it's not simple. Simple heart is the Acharyas place it on the other side, there is the duplicity, like childlike simplicity. And the thing is, we're so complicated that we ask, you know, explain, define simplicity. And then Guru just wants to slap us, you rascal, just be simple, you know. I mean, there are no answer, there is no question to this answer. It's just a simple heart. A simple heart, you know, by which you can hear. But you stay in association, you know, and you hear enough, then that complexity, it will leave us somehow or other, if you're sincere. Not without pain also, not without some trouble, not without some stick, you know. But it will leave us. Yeah, because it's to be realized, you know. I also don't know your heart, I also don't know what are your complexities. Yes. Yes. But the soul is simple. There is nothing complicated about the soul. But that's okay, that's differentiation of personality and of qualities that I'm not talking about, that is okay, but that these souls are still simple. Simple means there is nothing between them and Krishna. It's just a pure, straight connection. Nothing stopping that relationship. The mind, intelligence, not in between. That is simplicity, you know. A simple heart by which you can always hear and be with Krishna. And of course, in the spiritual world, there are every personality is different, and of course if complicatedness is here, it is also there, but in a pure form. But we can think about it, but we won't really understand it unless we're there. So better to just concentrate upon the unwanted complexity in our own heart, and then just try to find a way through that. Prabhu, you wanted to add something on that? Yes. Yes. That's true. Yeah, but you're right also. But his explanation also is right, because he's talking about the material condition, which is unwanted. And we were talking about that, how to give that up. Well, simplicity, maybe you should read a little bit. There are many nice things that acharyas have said about simplicity, and maybe by reading their words you can get some your answers. I don't know, it's a good idea to do. Maybe there are many nice books and quotes of Srila Prabhupada about simplicity. Well, I'm not really backed up properly here, but you know, I have to really go to my notes and see, you know. And then there are many quotes about simplicity. Let's see if I can find something. I print it out. Prabhu. Yes. But that's a simple program. Yes. That's also an aspect of simplicity. Prabhupada said, you Westerners, you want to change everything. Let's say something goes nice, you know, for 4 or 5 years. We want to change it anyway, because already 4 or 5 years, that's enough, you know. We want to complicate it. Yeah, that's one example of simplicity, and there are many other quotes about simplicity of the heart also, and in regards to your mood with Krishna. So, see, that's an example, you know. We never challenge. We have a question, we put it before Krishna. It may come, it will come, but it may come now, it may come a little bit later. But that's what it means. Your question is not answered, keep on praying it, go to the Bhagavatam class, next day you will hear it. And in this way, Krishna will give you faith. In a challenging mood, he will not help you. But, okay, Krishna, I have this question. And then you come to Bhagavatam class. He will answer your question. Oh, Krishna, that was nice. And we're on the track, you know. Okay, let me do this again and again and again. And after some time, we understand that, okay, wow, Krishna, he really wants to help me. And we just get, you know, even answers to questions we didn't even ask. We didn't even know that were there. No duplicity. Yes. And then to relate this to mental speculation, I remember one quote of Prabhupada, that it is better to not understand something than to misunderstand it, than to wrongly understand it. You know, it is better not to understand it than to have a wrong understanding, because that anartha will be far worse, because then you think I know, but you don't know. So it is better to be humble and have these things nicely, according to the process, according to the Shastra, revealed to you by Guru. Because we want to go to these higher sentiments, you know. It's very attractive when we read about it. But we have to slow down and follow the process and purify our heart first. Yeah. Alright, it's time for prasadam breakfast. We will stop here. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Sri Radha Gopinath ki, Sri Gornitai ki, Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.